All right, Republicans are freaking out, losing their minds over a viral video that was created by a comedian, and we've got to talk about it because the hypocrisy never ceases to amaze me. It is stunning. The crowd that says that comedy is legal again, the crowd that claims that Democrats are snowflakes, the crowd that has nothing to say when Donald Trump posts on Truth Social this week saying that Robert Mueller, a man who investigated him, who passed away, saying, quote, good, I'm glad he's dead. Donald Trump, who posted videos, a video depicting Michelle and Barack Obama as apes, and then saying, oh, I didn't post that. That was an accident. None of these individuals that we're going to talk about in this video, the MAGA crowd, have anything to say about the president of the United States doing and saying such abhorrent things. But then when a black comedian makes a skit about Erica Kirk making fun of her, it's the end of the world. And we've got to talk about it because this video went so viral. Before we do, though, really quickly, it would mean a lot if you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, Christy Mowry, hit like, hit subscribe. It really helps me out. It goes such a long way. I appreciate each and every one of you. Obviously, this is the Adam Mockler channel. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. We are getting so close to 2 million subscribers. It would make us one of, if not the fastest growing and the largest Gen Z political channel. And we're obviously doing so much work leading up to the midterms to make sure that Democrats win both the House and the Senate, and obviously beyond 2026 into 2028. And so it would mean so much to us if you went right down below and just hit like and subscribe on this video, maybe share it out. It goes a long way in the algorithm. We truly appreciate each and every one of you. It is so nuts to say out loud, almost 2 million subscribers. Like, that is crazy. Thank you guys so much for all the love. It means the world. All right, we're going to watch this video. But again, this is Drewski, who's a very popular comedian. This tweet right now has 148 million views and 1 million likes. I'm not sure the last time I saw a tweet that had this much press around it, like this many views. That's, if you don't use Twitter, which I don't blame you for, that's crazy. That is such a viral tweet. So let's take a look at this video and we'll talk about it.
War is raging in Iran.
We're praying for all the soldiers and troops.
That's great that you're praying, but
how about all the kids that died when the USA hit the towers?
It broke my heart. That is the
In what ways have you grown closer to Jesus?
I serve a righteous God. And that is why we say our prayers. We are all his children. But when I say children, I mean like the holy, blessed Trinity, which is why I hold the Bible. Congratulations! Sweet cream foam chai ice matcha. Okay. And Bella will have all organic pup cup.
Organic?
Yes, everything organic.
Oh, say the star-spangled banner, yeah.
We have to protect all men in America, especially all white men in America. Those are the boys that we care about in this country. America is built on their backs. Yes, because they are the ones who mattered most.
So a couple things here. Again, going really viral. I want to point out, this is what Drewski looks like. So shout out to like the makeup artist here. Like, that is some crazy, this is Drewski. Some crazy makeup work, very impressive. And again, I mean, the Republican crowd freaked out. This is Ted Cruz beneath contempt. Again, nothing to say when Donald Trump wishes, not wishes death, I'm sorry, somebody dies, a political opponent, and he says, good, I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad he's dead. Nothing to say. Apes, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, depicted as apes, horrible, racist, abhorrent things. He's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman. He's been liable for defaming that woman. I've been found liable, excuse me, for defaming that woman. Liable for defaming that woman again. He just says the most awful, horrendous things all the time. And the president of the United States, nothing to say. But when it's a black comedian, a comedian, we have everything to say. The bar for president of the United States is in hell. These people, like, genuinely, it infuriates me the most. Soulless. They're just soulless. They believe in nothing. Ted Cruz just took all his morals and his values that he previously held and got rid of them to be a part of this administration and just to have a place in politics. It used to be that Donald Trump was a liar. Donald Trump is horrible. Donald Trump is not good for America, but, you know, can't say that anymore. Now it's we love Trump and he's doing great work. Same with Marco Rubio, excuse me. Same with J.D. Vance. Same with all of these people. And the thing is, the internet, I would argue, is on our side, right? This is an account. Thank you for calling this out, Ted. 56,000 likes here, just ratioing, even getting more likes than comments. Womp womp, 45,000 likes. Are you going to cry? 19,000 likes. And again, this being the original tweet, somebody saying, for more context for those who say Drewski is out of line, referencing, this is what Drewski is referencing in the last part of the video. Take a listen.
Don't let anyone disenfranchise you because you're a young man. Especially a young white male man. Don't ever let anyone talk down to you. We need strong men out there.
Especially if you're a young white male man. First of all, two things. Number one, like the most privileged people in society are people are me, people who look like me. Like, what are you talking about right now? The most, like, don't let anyone tell you otherwise, especially if you're a white male man. Nobody tells you that, I promise. Never, if you look like me, you've never walked into a room as a white male being concerned about your race, thinking about your race actively, thinking about your gender. Like, this is absurd stuff, okay? And by the way, not having to think about those things is the definition of white privilege, right? Other people have to actively think about their race. I don't. And the fact that these people are so soft, especially like a lot of white men are so soft and such snowflakes that they can't just actively admit it without feeling something like in their chest, they get all insecure. Oh, I can't say I'm the most privileged person. That makes me less of a person. And they get all angry. Like, you're just a snowflake. You're soft. It's unbelievable. Second thing is a straight white male man. What a great grammar there. A mailman, like people who deliver the mail. Also, obviously, the other part with the sparklers was referencing this from Erica Kirk. Not going to play the audio just because I'm pretty sure there's some copyright issues here. But again, a lot of people talked about the sparklers at the Turning Point USA event. When Erica Kirk came out for the first time. And so, again, like, I don't understand what the outrage is about from these people. They believe in nothing. Even people like the Nelk Boys, who had Donald Trump on the podcast, who are very right-wing, they love Trump, they hang out with Trump all the time, are saying that the video is funny. Take a listen.
Do you guys watch Drewski's new skit?
Bro, it's fucking insane.
He took it to the next. How is he doing this shit now, bro? This guy is on another fucking level.
Bro, it looks like he is.
Like, Drewski.
He's got to start. That's like, my why dog, is he not in, like, Hollywood movies everywhere?
I mean, dude, this is just, this is next level creativity and also savage and like ballsiness.
Yeah.
It's edgy. It's got everything to make like what comedy is.
But if I personally watched this compared, I love Drewski's skits. I thought this has like way more shock value than it was comedy. Like,
exactly.
Made me laugh.
Bro, I have not seen this yet. This is out of line.
Bro, it kind of looks like Erica Kirk nailed it.
That's
bro.
The whole point. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, look, I don't agree with anybody on this podcast. And a lot of individuals like the Nelk Boys are so, I mean, I hate to be so on the nose here, but they're dumb. Okay. You should go watch some of their interviews with Trump or whoever else. But I can at least genuinely appreciate the logical consistency. Okay. We've reached a point in America where I'm just looking at people like, I don't care what you believe in, just believe in something. Obviously, you know, not always. But, you know, at least they're being logically consistent and saying it's funny. Meanwhile, there's people, I found this on Truth Social. This is the dumbest effing video I've ever seen. Look at these people freak out. Take a listen.
Did you see what Drusky did with the Erica Kirk sketch? Mwah,
oh. Yeah, that was a hate crime. Like, that was 100% racist. No, because racism is what those who are in power do to the minority to keep them oppressed. Then you'd be advocating for Christopher Columbus, because when he arrived in South America, all of the natives there were the power and the majority, and yet what they did to them definitely was racist, right? Charlie Kirk was assassinated in September, and a black comedian is coming out in whiteface mocking his...
All right, I'm just going to cut this guy off. Like, this is the dumbest. Like, this is so dumb. It's so... You are so, so out of your league. You have no idea what you're... Whiteface is not a thing. Just want to point that is not a thing. Like, they want to be victims so bad. You're not a victim. And again, a hate crime? Oh, my God. The president of the United States can wish death on people. Actually, excuse me, not just wish death on people, but say, you know, be like, I'm glad this person's dead. Say the most awful, heinous, horrible stuff. And then a comedian makes a video and Erica Kirk is being hate crimed. All right. All right. Look at this. Despite her being taunted by smaller creators, we share a responsibility to know when something is too far. Her husband actually was killed a few months ago. You can go viral with these. Why does it have to be at the cost of a family this time? I want to point out this individual on Twitter who's a literal psychopath. Not only not getting very good engagement here, but made fun of, like, relentlessly made fun and sold merchandise with George Floyd's face on it. Like, these people have no, they don't believe in anything. They believe truly in nothing. Of all conservative women in America, why her? This woman is still grieving. Lol, I'm not even going to read this. This is just so gross and racist. We use the Bible as props for comedy skits now. I guess it makes some sense for someone whose kind is doomed to hell. Who's kind? Wow. People are so, like, abhorrent and hateful all the time. Imagine a fat piece of shit mocking a widow whose husband was gunned down in cold blood. Go fuck yourself. I'm not going to read that part. But again, these people are so, so ridiculous, so soft, so not logically consistent. What a classless video. She's just mourning her husband's death. This is a joke. You know, this is always what the profile picture looks like of people who say that. It's madness. It's absolutely madness. So you got to let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. The New York Post is writing about how it's out. Like, there's all this outrage and it went too far. Fox, I'm sure, is playing it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me know what you think. I really appreciate you watching this video. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockert channel. So make sure you hit subscribe down below. Check out my YouTube channel. Hit subscribe. I'm asking multiple things of you, which I know is, I apologize, but each and every one of you mean a lot. I just said, subscribe to me, my YouTube channel if you get a chance. Subscribe to here on the Adam Ockert channel and hit like on this video. Really goes a long way. I love each and every one of you. You guys are the best. I hope you have a calm, safe weekend, and I will see you in the next video. Bye.